little bit more than mid screen. Pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge the star.
Did you actually push the red button? You did? Alright, cool. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back. Shadow Games Podcast, episode 220. Sorry about that, guys. We've been a little hiatus since life's been beating us down just the past several weeks. We couldn't really record, but yet we are back. We are not dead. And this episode is going to be real fun. We got stuff to cover, especially about the new Xbox and E3's coming up, what, next week? 2 weeks?
Whenever? Next month. So.
Yeah, it's in June, about what, 2-3 weeks or so, give or take.
Something like that.
I know. And if you guys haven't seen Guardians of the Galaxy 2, I don't know what you guys are waiting for, but we are going to spoil it for you.
I need to go see Aliens now.
I saw that. That was actually pretty cool. I saw it late last night. I was dozed off. But it was actually a good movie. Good movie. A lot of open stuff, but we'll save that for another podcast, guys. So, what I've been doing this past several weeks, well, for me, I've been playing a lot of StarCraft 2 online with typical online matches, ranked matches. The past several weeks, I played about a total of 24 games. That's been within the past 3 weeks. Maybe two games a day or so, give or take. And I was out of 24 games, I was at 12 and 12? Not bad. I'm in 500. I get my rear end chopped off here. What the hell are you looking at? Chuck, nonstop Chuck Norris? You need to stop. You need to stop. I swear to God, there's a fist coming out and I'm punching a nose. A fist coming out of your beard and punching you square in the nose.
Yeah.
Alright, let's see. Other than that, I've been playing a lot of Street Fighter 5. I'm waiting for the new beta to come out, I believe, the 26th, next Friday, or Saturday. Oh, this coming Saturday or Friday. I can't remember which one, but it will have Ed, the new character. And let's see, what else I've been doing? I've been playing on no old school games yet so far because I've been busy with work while I'm getting ready for Comic-Con like this guy is over here. But yeah, that's about it, guys, for me the past several weeks. Wayne, how about you, man?
Okay, so been doing some Destiny, obviously. Keep grinding away at that, trying to finish up the loose ends and quests that I've got before Destiny 2 comes out.
Woo! Cannot wait. Did you watch the stream of the beta?
I was at work, but I did watch a little bit of it when I got a chance.
What did you think? Well, cutting you off, but what do you think of it?
So far, it looks good. Very similar to what we got now, just with improvements and different way of little bit different style of
gameplay.
Way the game's going to move you through it, but yeah, overall it looks good.
I like that. That's what
we'll see how things work out there. Forza Horizon 3 Hot Wheels expansion.
Yeah, how was that,
dude? That is.
I heard it was fun.
Epically fun.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm playing on a big 4K screen like this, right? A little bigger than what I've got out
here.
Your
curved TV here.
Yeah, you know, 65 inch. And you're going through some of these loops at high speed, man, and I'm getting dizzy.
You should put on a... I wish you'd do a VR on that.
Dude, that'd be intense.
You'd be going upside down, you're like...
But yeah, the loops, the jumps, I mean...
The whole nine yards.
Oh, man, just the speed boost, I mean, it just worked out really well. It was really well designed. And the T-Rex trying to chomp you as you go through certain areas.
That's hilarious.
It just worked great. I'm going to get back into doing more of that, but I just been stuck on Destiny for a little while. So what else have I done here? I've been a little bit more Mass Effect Andromeda. After the last patch, I went back in to see if I could tidy up a few things. Still got a quest that I can't finish, but we'll see how that works out with the next update. Not the one that just launched, but the next update after that. I did the first episode of Guardians of the Galaxy from Telltale Games, which was really, really fun.
I did download that, so I haven't played it, though. That's on my library.
That was really fun. And I have been playing nonstop Chuck Norris.
Get out.
No, it's a really addictive mobile game.
It's called Chuck Norris Nonstop?
Nonstop Chuck Norris,
nonstop.
Yeah.
Let me go look that up.
So
it's stupid enough to actually look it up, guys, so, but you know what? Might as well.
It's
Chuck Norris Nonstop?
Yeah, it's a top-down game. Basically, you're running through stages. Every few stages, you get to a boss. But basically, all you got to do is control the moves. So you can play one-handed, just tap to make the big moves, otherwise he's going to fight on his own. And he just keeps going. The whole goal is to get stronger and more powerful to keep nailing out the bigger bosses through upgrades. I've gotten up to like level 90, I think. 92 or somewhere around there.
So is this him just kicking the crap out of people?
Yeah.
Do you have unlimited lives?
Not quite.
Dude, what? Then that joke then. Did you hear about that joke? Chuck Norris joke? Yeah, that Chuck Norris died, but yet he woke up the next day because he was too tired to...
I mean, you basically do, but it's basically a time revive. I've yet to actually die where I couldn't come back right away with the free revives.
Well, that's lame.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's pretty crazy. You basically are going after this one big bad boss, like Evil Cat 9000 or something like that. It's
Evil Cat 9000.
Something. It's a giant cat in a robot body. He's your big bad boss, and when you get to him... You then transport back to you basically open a rift to go to another area and start all over with basically you're stronger, but you've got all the gear you've accumulated, your coins, you lose all that.
Ah, okay, I see.
So it's a consistent challenge, and you're constantly going back and forth, and it's just...
This is insane.
But it's fun. And he'll play it, if you stop playing, Chuck Norris keeps going through the game while you're away. So you're still earning coins and so forth while you beat up other bad guys. And you just click back in to go to the boss if you want. So
let it play on its own while you play other video games, and then once the boss comes, you start playing that.
Yeah, essentially. There's also challenges to do, get extra things. It does have some pay-to-play options, of course. But
alright, I might as well download it later on and give you guys my honest opinions of it. This guy is totally biased because he likes everything all Xbox and... Windows phone and...
What? That's not even Windows. It's only Android and iOS right now. Ha! Huh.
He's still biased. Alright, anyway, guys, let's go. Let's see what we got for the news this past several weeks. Wayne?
Well, first thing we had a new update hit Xbox and Windows 10.
Yeah, that update ate a lot of storage on my hard drive. by the way, I gotta buy a new hard because I got like 10 gigs left.
Ooh. Yeah.
How do I have 500 gig, guys? I'll buy it later on.
So, yeah, the Xbox update, we got a new tab for tournaments.
Yep.
It'll appear in Killer Instinct's game page to add arena support and so forth. We get the ability to create their own tournaments. You can, you know, date time, so forth. You've got Looking for Group now has notifications. If, say, you're one of your friends... post, you'll get a notification that they're looking for a group, which is actually rather useful. Clubs now allow members to filter broadcasts by games, maturity level, or ratings. There's a Beam tab has been added to the broadcast from that source. You can also overlay names of people in your party who are speaking, which is really useful right now in Destiny, so you actually know who's talking.
Who's who?
Yeah.
Which is good.
It really helps.
Which is good.
We're also going to get the Dolby Access app, which will soon be launching on Xbox One. So, really cool there. And then the Windows 10 update added some new bug features and updates, you know, smaller stuff.
That took up a lot of space, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a 2 terabyte internal, plus a 3 terabyte external, so I'm good.
All right, what do we got here? New Battlestar Galactica game puts you in the control of the colonies. Yeah. So, okay, what?
Yeah, this is the first time I've heard about this, but I'm actually really excited about the prospect.
I'm a huge fan of Battlestar Galactica. I'll definitely play this game.
Right?
So, but it's a strategy game. Will put you in control of the first Cylon War, giving you the mission of pretty much building the fleet and defending the 12 colonies from the cybernetic villains. Cool. Wow.
Yeah.
So pretty much it shows the fiery aftermath of the space battle, quote unquote, there is no end to the war, to their war. Damn, Wayne. So pretty much the publisher, Slytherin, says Battlestar Galactica Deadlock will feature, quote unquote, a strong narrative with an extensive cast of characters, both new and from the existing lore. That's pretty cool. So, and also, you as the commander, you'll take charge of the ships and the Jupiter-class Battlestar, Vipers, and Raptors. These are all new spaceships designed just for the game itself.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So an intense tactical battles, you know, space battles in full 3D. So this is going to be dope.
4K environment?
Full 4K environment. The developer, Black Lab Games, is pretty much giving us a good promise that fans of the iconic series of the game experience will, you know, they're always wanted, which is me. This is going to be dope. When is this coming out, Wayne? Let's see. Oh, this is okay. Battlestar Galactica Deadlock has no confirmed release date yet, but so it says it will be out this summer on PC, Xbox One, and PlayStation 4.
How much you want to bet we're going to see something about this at Comic-Con?
Perfect. You should wash your hair. you guys can bank on it right now. We're going to see a lot of it in Comic-Con. We also might see maybe a glimpse of it for E3.
There is a beta test you can sign up for on Slytherin's website, so just a heads up on that.
Cool.
This looks like this could be fun. So, as you know, Lego games have always been pretty popular.
Dude, I love the Lego games.
Yeah.
Lego Indiana Jones, Batman, Harry Potter, Star Wars, the works.
So now we know that the Lego Marvel Super Heroes 2 has been announced.
The first one was awesome.
Oh, man, I've been playing that one.
So pretty much the short video was posted on Facebook, and it features sequences from Guardians of the Galaxy 2. This is going to be dope. So,
yeah.
Let's see. I can see from the picture here, from the pause trailer, that you got Rocket and Groot, Baby Groot. What else you got? You got, really? You have Battle Armor Hulk?
World War Hulk, actually, I think is what he's referred to there.
And you also got Spider-Gwen, Captain Marvel on top.
The Cowboy Captain America.
Cowboy Captain America. Oh, you just got a Spider-Man 2099 on the bottom right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know if there's an actual release date yet, but we do have a full-length trailer coming on May 23rd, which is just a few days away.
Yep.
I can't wait to see more of that.
Woo!
All right. So, I didn't hear about this until now. So, if you're a T-Mobile customer, it looks like you're getting a free 1 month subscription to Xbox. So Microsoft's Xbox Game Pass service on Xbox One later this year.
Yeah.
And this is back on May 10th. T-Mobile announced in a message to customers that they will receive a 1 month subscription to the Netflix-style gaming service for free at some point. That's pretty nice to know. The message does not say when the freebie will be available. Xbox Game Pass is due out sometime this spring.
The expectation is that it's probably going to be in June around the time of E3.
Of next year.
This year.
Oh, this year. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I'm talking right now. You know, obviously we don't know for certain, but the Game Pass is looking like it's a very well way to do things here. You can basically they quote discover and download titles you've always wanted, or revisit old favorites. There's always something new to play. Plus, T-Mobile says they've got chances to win. You've got chances at epic Xbox prizes. So, keep track of the Xbox E3 for more information. I'm sure there's going to be some more announcements on that. I'm definitely excited about that.
Same here. And more news from Destiny. Wayne?
So, there's a lot of news about Destiny. As we said, you know, the reveal was just recently, so let me see if I can pull up some of the facts here for you guys. We're going to get a lot of new weapons. Some major changes to weapons and classes and so forth.
There'll be more to do on planets other than just scavenge.
Yeah, so we haven't had any new classes revealed per se, you know, as far
for
as
now,
abilities.
I mean, it's, you know.
But we do have new super abilities for, say, Warlocks, Titans, and Hunters. So those are looking good. Really, you're going to want to watch the reveal to get a better idea of this. There's a lot of information to go over.
Yeah.
More planets to work with. You're not going to have to go to space and then jump into a planet. You can actually go right from one place to another, which will make things so much easier and quicker. There is going to be a little bit better sense of matchmaking.
Thank God.
Essentially what it means is if you go to do a raid and you have a clan, you can automatically
jump in.
Match in with people that are in that clan. But you're not going to get automatic matchmaking with the general public like we really want. Which I understand why they don't want to do that. Competitive multiplayer is going to be only 4x4 at this point.
For now.
Yeah. That could change, obviously, but we'll see how that works out. Obviously, right now we've got bigger, you know, competitive gaming going.
And also, the open beta is open to everyone sometime this summer.
Of course,
and also
pre-orders.
And also has the season pass, will be called expansion pass. That includes two expansions, each offering brand new story missions, cooperative activities, cooperative multiplayer, and pretty much other assortments of weapons, armors, and gears. So, yeah.
Yeah, and of course, as we knew, nothing's transferring over at this point. Apparently, there's going to be some PS4 exclusive content for a short time.
That will last until fall of 2018, so fall of next year.
On PC, it's going to use Blizzard's Battle.net. It'll actually support up to 4K resolution at uncapped frame rates.
Yep,
Consoles will be 30 frames per second at this point. I'm hoping that changes, but, you know, maybe Scorpio will get a better option or something. We'll see. We do know there's going to be some collector's editions out. So far, the limited edition looks like it'll be the base game, the expansion pass, a steel bookcase, Cabal-themed collector's box, which will have a booklet, Secrets of the Cabal Empire, Cabal schematic, collectible postcards, military pawns, the premium digital contents, you get the legendary sword, play remote, Cabal Empire-themed emblems. The collector's edition will also include a frontier bag. It's going to be a customizable bag to be worn as a backpack or messenger bag.
Yep.
For your laptop or, you know, tablet sleeve.
The frontier kit featuring a solar panel USB charger with built-in light, paracord solar blanket, and let's see, the limited edition steel bookcase, you know, steelbook secrets with the Cabal Empire, schematics, postcard images, military pawns, and also the premium digital content. Legendary sword, legendary player, emote, and the Cabal Empire theme emblem, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, so we know we're going to get emotes back.
Ha! I know, okay.
So, interesting there. And that's like I mentioned, you know, you don't need high-res specs to play on PC, but it will support the higher resolutions and faster frame rates. The actual specs requirements, let me see if I had that here.
It should be right there. Here.
Yeah, I know that wasn't super high-end, so...
You guys could always look it up on
Destiny's website. Yeah, I don't see it listed here offhand, but it was supposed to be pretty normal. We did have a new patch for Andromeda.
1.07.
That was just the other day.
Yep.
Basically, it's just various bug fixes, stability improvements, nothing really advanced. We do have fixing crashes with the SOS quest and a problem with 1080p UI placement. Patch also makes an athletic outfit available mid-playthrough. There's also a weapon that was previously seen in the cutscenes that is now available in-game.
Cool.
If you can find it.
Alright, so that's all the news for us this week, or the past several weeks. But again, we'll give you guys a heads up for E3 when it comes out within several weeks.
Yep.
And also the, the main thing we're about to do right now is, if you guys haven't seen Guardians of the Galaxy 2, it's time for you guys to log out and, Wayne, let's get on started, man. So, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, in my opinion, left... It's so hard to say. The comedy, the action, everything is pretty much, it just picked up from the end of the first one. For me, what do you think of the opening scenes? Especially, you know, them finding that giant monster of an alien. Instead of Star-Lord dancing in the opening credits, you have a little Groot dancing in the opening credits. That was actually pretty cool.
I thought that was a very creative way to open the film up and keep it light, you know, keep a little bit of a lighthearted atmosphere.
Yep. Yeah, because we all know what happens in this movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this the movie, if you guys probably see it, feel free to, message us on this. The movie starts off as a typical, you know, run and gun, save things here and there, but yet they were helping out. What was the robotic alien, the gold thingamajiggy that?
Oh, the Sovereign.
The Sovereign, yeah. That's when Rocket decided to steal their batteries, and Rocket, being Rocket, decides to steal it, and yeah, you know, all hell breaks loose from there. And then you have Yondu. Speaking of which, Yondu. Dude.
Oh man, Yondu was just—they played him perfectly this time.
Yeah, just like the comics. Well, the only thing he is missing is his bow, because he needed the bow too.
Yeah.
But hey, you know what? Whistling still sounds good. This one right here featured, showed us the OG Guardians of the Galaxy, featuring, their leader, Sylvester Stallone, who played, what's his name?
I can't remember the name of the character.
I know, there's other...
There's been a lot of Guardians over the years.
Yeah, but this is the OGs. I mean, if you guys remember, towards at the end of the movie, seeing the robotic head actually talking to Sylvester Stallone's character, well, that was actually played by Miley Cyrus. And one of the creatures, of course, you can tell one of them is played by Ving Rhames, the big guy. And the other one, the alien with was made out of crystal, he's played by Michael Rosenbaum, a.k.a. Lex Luthor from the Smallville series.
Yeah.
So he was tweeting, posting on his Facebook page and Twitter saying that he's going to be in the Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I was trying to find him until, the movie stopped and everything. Looked it up, and he actually did play that dude right there. So, perfectly right there. Let's see. Ego. Wayne, your point on that? What's your take on that?
Ego, well played. I think that was a well-designed character, well fleshed out.
Mm-hmm.
But totally different aspect than what we're used to in the comics.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Like, total 180.
I mean, but it worked well. It really did. It gave us a really good sense of
who's the background, the story of...
A really good sense of a character that was kind of caught in the middle of being good and bad, but really was bad, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the way they put that out.
Yeah, they did. It tells us the story of who is Star-Lord's father, how his mom met. But the sad part is that he implanted the tumor on her head. So
yeah,
that was kind of really messed up on his part. But yeah,
which again is different than the comics.
Yeah,
but yeah, Quill's mom dying is different in the comics too. So
completely different.
Yeah.
Let's see what else is going on. The action. Nebula, what do you think about her character? Compared to the first movie.
It was interesting the way they brought her in. It really wasn't quite as expected that she was going to be there. But it makes sense. There's always going to be that rivalry between the two there. But they did a good job of bringing her full circle.
Yeah, of her origins. Why she hated her sister Gamora.
Yeah.
And why she got all those android parts, and you can tell why. Thanos is very cruel, just like in the comic books. He ripped out, Nebula into pieces and rebuilt him back into an android.
Yeah.
So, you can tell where her hatred is. And if you guys follow the comic books, especially for the Infinity Gauntlet comic books, she's gonna play a very vital role in the movies.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So. Let's see. What else is going on? Especially the.
That's the scene with Rocket taking out all the.
the actual forest one.
Yeah.
Towards the beginning of the movie, that one was pretty damn awesome too as well.
You get to see Rocket going full on Rocket. Being a complete badass.
Yeah, that's typical Rocket right there, and also, wow. Who else am I missing? Gamora is still Gamora.
Yeah.
More of her story too as well. Same way too with Drax.
Yeah.
Drax actually had more. Dave Bautista had more lines now than he did in the first one.
A little bit more character depth too.
Yeah, which is pretty hilarious. Which is damn hilarious.
Which is interesting for a character that has no character depth. I mean, he does, but he doesn't. You know.
Very very little character depth. They actually made. James Gunn improved it, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, so overall the movie, in my opinion, was pretty awesome. Oh yeah, if you guys haven't seen the memes going around now with Yondu, favorite part is when they're after defeating Ego, and then, you know, he's coming down with the arrow, and then Star-Lord goes, "Hey, you look like me, you know, yeah, you look like Mary Poppins." Yondu looks at Quill, goes, "Wait, who's Mary Poppins? Is he cool?" Goes, "Yeah, he's cool." Goes, "Hey, I'm Mary Poppins, y'all." Yeah, so
yeah.
Best line in that movie.
That was just perfect.
Yeah, and
great humor.
Baby Groot, especially when Yondu tells him to get the prototype fin for his head, and then he just comes out of nowhere with the underwear,
random stuff. Yeah,
the random stuff. My favorite part was the homage to the first one, the eye.
Yeah.
I died when I saw that. Rocket goes, it's okay, Groot, you can leave that here, I'll use it later on.
And of course, that prototype itself being a nod to the original Yondu.
To the original Yondu's fin.
Which I think he looked pretty badass with that.
He does, you know. And the sad part is that, you know, he died saving Quill in the end of the movie. So we won't see that anymore of that badassness anymore.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yep, and also, let's talk about the five post-credit scenes. Five. James Gunn, you are just anting it up, man.
Right? I was like,
let me guess. Infinity War is going to have, what, six? One for each stone? So, the first one is, of course, you have Yondu's old right-hand man, which is James Gunn's brother.
Yeah.
So, he was actually put on the actual fin and just whistling it around. And you see the arrow moving back and forth. And out of nowhere, towards the end, it just, like, he whistled way too hard and hit Drax right in the chest. You could hear him screaming for his life. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Really notably hilarious.
It was good.
Yeah. The second one, if I can remember clearly, was the original Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep.
Yep, that was one of them.
Talking about going out and getting back to business.
Yeah, getting back to OG business, how they wanted. What was the third one?
I think the third one was another Stan Lee.
Oh, yes! Yes, Stan Lee.
He had two scenes.
He had two scenes, but with the same people in it, too.
Yeah.
Let me just clarify something. There was, about a year, 2 years ago, there was a rumors going around that Stan Lee might be playing the character of Uatu the Watcher.
Yeah.
Well, we had that confirmation in Guardians of the Galaxy, because he is not playing, or maybe he is part of the Watcher, because he, in the post credits,
he may not be Uatu, but he seems to be have a relationship with
the Watchers.
So yeah.
The Watchers kind of look like out of place. They're supposed to be shorter, not taller. You know, but
yeah.
we'll see how this goes.
You know, when that scene went through, after both of those two little scenes with Stan Lee,
it
reminded me of a comic character that stays in space while he has a LMD. Taking control of his functions in Earth, so he can watch over and protect Earth.
That's true.
But that was Nick Fury.
That was Nick Fury.
So that would be so trippy, but it can't be.
That was Nick Fury's original sin.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, good comic book. It's kind of rushed, but guys, feel free to watch it. It tells you how Thor loses his hammer and how Lady Thor Jane gets the hammer. All that good stuff. There's a lot of stuff to it. Going back to the Stan Lee cameo, remember the first time they were jumping around through like 600 planets or space portals?
The jumps.
Yeah.
The space jumps.
The 700 jumps, 700 space jumps. The part that I like in the end is when they stop and then you see Baby Groot sitting down looking at the camera and you go, bleh. That was my favorite scene.
that
little baby barf going on. I knew somebody was bound to barf.
Very good comic relief in that scene, yeah. The faces. All
you know,
the faces.
Just Groot just staring at the camera for no apparent reason. He's just happy, and next thing you know, he's like,
right?
Let's see. The fourth one, what was it?
Oh, boy. I'm trying to remember. It's been a week. I can't recall what they were offhand.
I know.
The last two.
The last two? No, because, so we got... Shizzy. Sorry, guys. We're trying to recall this again. So you got Yondu's Arrow. You got the original Guardians of the Galaxy. The Watcher the Watcher.
Oh, you had the Adolescent Groot.
Adolescent Groot. Dude, that was hilarious. That was hilarious. So...
Groot with an attitude.
Groot with an attitude. He's just the adolescent Groot that was, you know, Quill goes into his room. He goes, oh, you know, you better clean this up. There's so much, you know, like branches in here, yada, yada, yada. And then you can see Groot, when the camera pans out, you can see Groot playing like on an iPad going, I am Groot. He goes, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
The fourth one was my favorite because there was an Easter egg back in the collectors. The collector's not planet, but a museum.
Yeah.
A cocoon. If you guys know what I'm talking about, so I'm talking about a guy named Adam Warlock, who is a huge, huge player in the Infinity Gauntlet series and also Infinity War series too, as well. Comic books, that is. I like how they created him from what was that race again? The Gold People's Race.
Oh, the Sovereign.
Yeah, the Sovereign. Yeah, you know they hinted on it, and then when I saw that quote unquote cocoon or armor, and Wynn says, "Yeah, I will name this one Adam." I'm like, "Huh, game over."
Yep,
game over.
We know that one.
Game over. So yeah, there it is.
A lot of great stuff. This movie. A lot of other characters that were in the film for a few seconds, like Howard the Duck.
You also got Cosmo.
Cosmo was
there. Cosmo's still my favorite. You had Howard the Duck, you know, thinking on there.
You had actually in the credits, you had what's his name was dancing in the credits, even though he wasn't actually in the film. I can't remember who it was now, but it was like an outtake from like Infinity War that they're shooting or something.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I know who he's talking about. He was Jesus. There's so much things to do over there too.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much going on in this film that if you don't pay attention, you're not going to catch it all.
he throws so many Easter eggs at you. It's kind of been hard to actually look at it.
You need a basket for them all.
Pretty much. Who else? Nathan Fillion.
Yeah.
Was there too? Yeah. As well? I'm like, what is he doing here? You know. And the reference to Mary Poppins. The reference to. What was that? Like to the all classic Dons and whatnot from the '80s.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course the whole scene of destruction on Earth with the seeds. You know.
That was actually pretty cool.
It really makes you think, what's going through the minds with these guys in you know, they're on Earth. What's going on here, you know? Where's the Avengers when all this is going on?
That's true.
Which begs the question is, time zone, and we're being told that this is all happening within different eras, so
different years, yeah.
The Guardians are not going on in the same time frame per se as the Avengers, so.
Also, what if they are?
Apparently, the Guardians' adventures are happening before Civil War. From what I understand, from stuff that James Gunn and a few other people from Marvel have stated.
This is going to be before Civil War, so it'll be during Captain America?
Yeah.
So pretty much at the end of this movie...
Kind of in between those, yeah.
In the end of this movie, so that's when Civil War starts, or somewhere in between the movie, towards the end of the movie is when Civil War started.
Something like that. They didn't specify exactly...
Damn it, Gunn. Damn it, Kevin Feige.
Right?
We'll get some more on that in the issue of timelines and whatnot. So, yeah, guys, that was our review. This is our podcast. And just to remember, we're having Comic-Con here in about two months or so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, guys, get ready. I'm getting ready. My camera gear is getting ready. I'm brushing up a little more photography. This guy needs to brush up a lot on his photography. And natural lighting, my friend, is your best friend. Manual settings will be your best friend. Wide angle will be definitely your best friend. Just a little point out right there. But Again, anywho, we are twoshotsofgeek.com, and yeah, we are here bringing you the future 8 bits at a time. Alright, guys. Till next time. What
the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.